A good Erev Shabbos! So excited to be together. It's not Friday. It is Erev Shabbos, and we are getting ready to welcome the holiness, the light, the joy of Shabbos together. I want to thank our generous sponsors for Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, Eschutz Vachai, Rivka Bas Tzipora Freidel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rav Yaakov Tzvi ben David Aryeh, Zichrono Levracha. Here comes that siren, here comes that Shabbos, and every week we need it. Every week when Shabbos comes, it brings with it the healing and the bracha and the wholeness. It brings with it all of the ingredients and all of the medicine and all of the support and the strength that we need. Who could live without the Holy Shabbos? Shabbos is simply the best. And that's why in our davening on Friday nights in Lecha Dodi, we refer to Shabbos as none other than Makor Bracha. Shabbos is the source of all blessing in our life. If we lean in, if we tap in, if we experience, if we truly invest in Shabbos, we walk out changed, and we walk out transformed, and we walk out rested, and we walk out rejuvenated, and we walk out on fire to be able to bring all the energy and all the light, all the laughter and all the joy, all the rest, all the reading, all the learning, all the singing of Shabbos back into the week with us. It doesn't happen by accident, and it doesn't happen unintentionally, and it doesn't happen if we do it mindlessly. Person has to prepare. Ein kedusha b'li achana. There is no holiness without preparation. What divrei Torah are you saying at your Shabbos table this week? What thought-provoking questions will you ask to stimulate conversation? What stories have you set aside to tell that will inspire or that will challenge? What book are you going to read? What chavrusa or shir are you going to attend? How will you ensure going into Shabbos that you will come out changed and different? It doesn't happen on its own. And when we do, when we invest, when we prepare, then Shabbos is Makor Bracha. It is the source of all the bracha in our life. It's the ultimate in being present. We turn off, we disconnect from technology and to-do list and tasks, and we're fully connected to the people and to ourselves and to Hashem, and that's not the Makor Bracha. What greater bracha is there than to be fully present with yourself, with Hashem, our Creator, and with the people all around us? That is the source, that is the Makor Bracha, to be living that level of mindfulness, that level of consciousness. Shabbos is the Makor Bracha, and our Parsha has in it the ultimate Bracha. Our Parsha, Parshas Naso, has the Birchas Kohanim, and whether you're listening to this, that Parsha or not, the lesson remains relevant and significant all the same. Birchas Kohanim, the Bracha Mishuleshes, is the quintessential paradigm Bracha. It's the Bracha we give our children Friday night. Come to the table. It's one of the holiest and happiest moments of the week for me. When the children come one by one, it doesn't matter how old they are, they come sit on my lap, put my hands on their head, and we give them a special bracha. Each one independent, each one unique, each one distinct, each one reflecting on something special about their week, and a hope and an aspiration and a bracha, a charge for their week ahead. It's the bracha that we say on Erev Yom Kippur. It's the bracha that we give our children before their wedding. It's the bracha, of course, Sfardim give every day all over the world. In Israel, they give every day. And Ashkenazim, that we merit and look forward to, the Shalosh Regalim on the three holidays. What's the connection between Shabbos, which is the Makor Bracha, the source of all Bracha, and Birchas Kohanim, which includes the quintessential Bracha? It concludes, V'yaseim Lecha Shalom. It concludes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us peace. The Sfas Emes, Parshas Nasa Tov Rosh Nun Tes, writes, Beparshas Nesias Kapayim Isa B'medrash, Shivtiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaAvram Avinu VeHeyei Bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, promised to Avram the Av Hamon Goyim, Avram who discovered or promoted ethical monotheism, Hashem said, you are HeYei Bracha. You hold the keys to blessing. That which you give bracha to will be blessed. You are the conduit. You are the channel. You are the instrument and the vehicle of bracha. HeYei Bracha, you have the power, the koach of bracha. It was given to you. And Avram gave it to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak gave it to Yaakov. Yaakov gave it to the Shvatim, the Medrash says, and from there it was given specifically to the Kohanim. This promise of V'heyei Bracha, to be the conduit, the channel, the vehicle of Bracha, was given to the Kohanim to stand on the Duchen and to be able to give that Bracha to all of us. Some say, in fact, this is the source of the Minog. When you hear Berchas Kohanim, after you hear Yivarech Hashem, and you say, Yiratzon, it should be B'schus Avram Avinu. Yiratzon B'schus Yitzchak Avinu. Yiratzon B'schus Yankov Avinu. We're referencing each of the Avos that it came through them and ultimately ended up with the Kohanim. And the Kohanim are the ones, the conduit now of that bracha. Writes the Sfas Emes, Ki Ikar HaBracha Yi Bis Alas HaDvarim Al HaShoresh. The ultimate bracha is to return something to its roots, to its source, to connect it to its origin. V'zah Yamidas Avram Avinu. And this was the mid of Avram Avinu, who the whole world got distracted, the whole world gave in to the pursuit of honor, the whole world was following temptation and desire, and the whole world had envy and jealousy of one another. And Avram Avinu, living in a world where people were disconnected from the source of the world, Hashem, and the source of creation, the purpose of the world, Avram reconnected. V'zeh bracha, brecha. Says this Fasem, is the Lashon, the language of bracha, blessing, comes from a brecha, a channel, a flow, a conduit, to connect something to the source. V'chei midas ha-kohen, and this is the midah of the kohen, who brings us back to our source, to the bracha. And then he goes on this Fasemis, and he connects this to Shabbos. Yesh b'birchas kohenim, vav brachas. We call it the bracha mishulesh, it's the threefold bracha, but really it's made up of six parts, six seemingly separate brachas. Yivarecha Hashem, v'yishmerecha. Hashem should bless us materially and protect us. Ya'er Hashem elacha. Hashem should give us the light of Torah. V'chuneka. And the Torah, Torah life, Torah living, should give us chayin, make us more beloved. And then Yisa Hashem panav elacha, v'yasem lecha shalom. There are six brachos. And then it concludes, Stam v'ani avarchem. Hashem says those six specific brachas and concludes generically, v'ani avarchem, and I will bless them. V'ani avarchem. V'ani avarchem. V'hu remez l'b'china shesha shemi amasa shemizchabrim b'shabas. And says this v'asemes, the six parts of the bracha are the 6 days of the week. V'ani avarchem, Hashem generically consolidating, collecting them, integrating them and giving us this generic, complete, whole bracha of Ani Avarchem, that Shabbos Kodesh. The Azchal Ikra Bracha, Ko Brachaim Beit Lion, Velachain Lo Ishtakach Beimina, Vizev Ani Avarchem Shorish HaBrachas Kulam. So, in order for the six specific parts to be able to chal, for them to be able to rest, for them to be able to be complete, Va'ani Avarchem, they find completion with Shabbos, with Va'ani Avarchem. So there's a connection, the Birchas Kohanim and the Shabbos Kodesh. In other words, all the work of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all the effort, all the tile, all the week, all of it, whether it's earning the parnasa, whether it's investing ourselves in davening and learning, getting up early, making sure that we're pursuing our spiritual growth, whether it's raising children, whether it's tzar gidul banim, the challenge of raising children, all of it comes together, all of it finds its source, all of it finds its fulfillment and purpose in the Va'ani Avarchem of Shabbos. Of Shabbos. So why are we doing it all? Why are we working hard to bring a parnasa? Why do we take care of our health to have energy? Why are we investing in being in a position to be learning and davening? Why, with our children, our family? All of it takes effort and work. Shabbos is the payoff. Shabbos is the payday. Shabbos is the bracha. Shabbos is the Va'ani Avarchem. So you have the six parts of the bracha, and they find the shoresh in the Va'ani Avarchem. Their root, their connection, their wholeness is Shabbos. So Chevra Shabbos is Makor Bracha. What are you going to do to get ready? Put on some music, put a dance in your step, set the table, put on your clothing, shower and get ready. Put in that time that Shabbos doesn't just happen to you, but you come into Shabbos prepared so that you can come out of Shabbos an altogether different person. Wishing everyone a happy, a holy, and a healthy, amazing Shabbos. V'ani Avarchem, we should be zocheh to all the brachas of Hashem, to all the brachas of a holy and an amazing and a healthy Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos, everybody.